Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this morning is taken from the reading just read. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. This is the text. Someone said in a novel, and I will quote it here, "History is just news from the graveyard." He didn't want to hear about history because he saw it merely as the story of the past and of people that are dead and buried. He only wanted to be told of what's happening now and what can be expected to happen in the future. But in this Easter season, we can say to him and to everyone that we have some special news from the graveyard. One notable grave is empty. And this astonishing news from the graveyards of history gives hope for our life now and forever. The human race has always had a deep lying need for hope. In the days of Peter and Paul, there were masses of unbelievers who were without hope or had false hopes, which sooner or later failed to satisfy. And the same is true today. There are unbelievers who are burdened with frustrations and despair, guilt and shame. They are not at peace, may have a sense of wasting their life, or may even think that their life is not worth living and seek to put an end to it. They may have no hope of life after death at all, or they may experience troubling, anxious thoughts and questions over what eternity may hold for them. And even we who live in the household of faith are not immune from doubt and confusions brought on by our own sinful flesh or the world's never-ceasing attacks upon the Christian teaching. Some have sunk into the agnostic gloom of Bertrand Russell, the philosopher, who said, "The best we can hope for is unyielding despair." Russell never got beyond that gloomy unbelief. But someone who did was the great missionary Adoniram Judson, known to his friends as Don. Don Judson was the son of a pastor and was raised in a pious home, but he lost his faith at college due to the influence of his best friend, who was an ardent atheist. Soon after graduation, he was staying overnight in a country inn and had to listen to the groans of a man dying in the room next to him. And these were groans that were full of despair and distress in the face of death. The next morning, he learned that the man who had died was his old college buddy. And he was overwhelmed by this and thought, "If this is what life without Jesus is like, I want Jesus." He went to preach and to translate the gospel in Burma, and he came to be called Mr. Gloryface because of the joy and hope in Christ and that lived in his heart and was radiant even in his face. The resurrection of Jesus the Savior is good news that gives us hope. He lives who once was dead. He has power over death. He is the Son of God, whom the worst forces of earth and hell could not conquer. He is the King of Kings and holds all things in heaven and earth in his hands. He becomes Lord in our lives and the source of endless blessing. And his teaching is true. His promises are to be relied upon. He told both his friends and his enemies that he was going to rise again after 3 days, 3 days after his death. And he did. We can trust him in all that he said. We can believe that he is who he said he was, the light of the world, the way, the truth, and the life, the eternal Son of God, the promised Messiah. And he will keep sending out his servants to make his truth known. Last month brought a notice of the death of William F. Buckley. He was well known, the political writer, whom none of us would agree with in everything that he ever said, but his words were often wise and memorable. He once had an interview with Playboy magazine in which he had many good things to say, including that people should stop reading Playboy magazine. And then, at the very end, he made a witness to the risen Christ and the truth of his teaching. The interviewer had said, "Don't dogmas crumble sooner or later?" And he replied, "Most, but not all of them." He was thinking of those that come from God. "How can you be so sure?" the interviewer pressed him, and then it came, "I know that my Redeemer liveth." As St. Peter says, God creates life and hope in us. He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He pours it out into those who receive baptism, where he unites us with the risen Christ, and he makes our faith in him grow. He does this by his great mercy and grace, whereas, as a matter of fact, we poor sinners deserve nothing but a hopeless future. But he removes all that makes us unworthy to be his children and his heirs, and he gives us an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and that does not fade away. Our Easter lilies, the symbols of eternal life, will fade and wither, but the light of the world will brighten our all of eternity for us. This is a living hope, living in us. It gives us courage and boldness for the temptations and trials that come to us. In its light, we see that it is meaningful to serve the Lord and to be faithful, even in the face of danger and sorrow or frustration. St. Peter himself, our author here, who had earlier caved in by denying Christ, was now willing to serve and confess in temptations and persecutions for the sake of his Lord. This hope gives us joy, being able to know and love the living Lord now, even though we cannot yet see him, and to look forward to his appearance with glad expectation. For our salvation is ready now, ready to be revealed and given by him at any time when he comes to raise the dead and give unto us and all believers in him eternal life with himself. This sermon began in the graveyard, and now we return there to a cemetery in France where the author Jules Verne lies buried. There's good news displayed here too, more amazing than anything in his science fiction novels, and in an expression of his Christian hope, and I have a picture of it here before me. A sculpture of a figure rising up out of the earth before his tombstone on the day of resurrection. At Christ's return, that very thing will be happening in the graveyards all over the world. Blessed be God who has caused us to be born again to a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen.